Zaka Mishnah, any question Shem and Gero hold up? Tobias, Tobias, the Mokker, the Mokker. Tim came and Chatzel, the Chatzel, the early year, and the Dovasev. Zakrashi, any question Shabbat, the Zavasev, all lived like Shem, the Turks, all lived like Zer, Gero hold up, the Chametz, the Mokker, my brother. It's written the logs of a lived like. Shem kein shabos lachos shakach, gam chatzol chatish lanakach, ani vedakti koidim lachaverchi. Lachu vedikasi, evi yichul, lachomitz, mi chatzol chaveri, lachatzeri, ven adar asoif. Lach chatzol mamish kamel, because the Gemara said earlier on that chest that chatzol doesn't need bedikah, because the birds eat it. Elakom botei chatzol kurin chatzol, means the houses. Very, very unusual Mishnah. Mishnah here says that the etzem, meikur de dina, when a guy does Bedikas Chametz in his dining room, he has to be chayshish that while he was walking to the next room, a cholda, the mouse came along and took Chametz from one room, so his Bedikas bottle has no purpose. Why aren't we chayshish like that? Because the end of the day was safe. If you can be chayshish for this cholda business, then there's always somebody out there, the Yushalmi says, Meshur brings down, others bring down. I think Rabbi Adobe brings down, the Yishalmi says that you can't have all Klai Yisrael do B'dika at one time. That's the Lashon of the Yishalmi. You can't have everybody do B'dika at one time. It's not possible. So Meila, if you're chayshish, that there's always going to be somebody who did B'dika before or after. And Meila, the Chol is going to shlap. But Elamai, it's Ein L'Dav Asar, we're not chayshish. It's Mavur in the Mishnah, that if not for Ein L'Dav Asar, not for this in the Dover service, don't enter this. So we'd be chayshish. And by the way, what would you have to do, by the way, Arif? Let's say we went to in the Dover service. So what would you have to do? What you'd have to do is put a shaymer up. You do rule number one. And then you put one of your kids there to stand in the dining room to be a shaymer that until you finish the rest of the house to make sure that no holders come in. That's what you have to do. We're not chayshish that way. So a very interesting question. Shteitar Ganze Mishnah, a weird Mishnah, if I can call it that. There was a tzad when a guy does Bedikas Chametz, when you do from one room to the next, you have to be chayshish that after you did Bedika, a chol is going to go take the Chametz from one place to another. So I want to start first of all a very interesting shayla. We know that there's two Bedikas Chametz. There's Bedikas Chametz mid Araisa and Bedikas Chametz mid Rabbanan. The Gemara says in that Dalal on the base, we started us off the first day of this man, that if a person does Bittul, so then Bedikas Chametz is Rabbanan. If a person does, if you don't do Bittles, then B'dikas Chametz is Deraisa. I want to talk about B'dikas Chametz Deraisa and B'dikas Chametz Rabbanan. B'dikas Chametz Deraisa, would I also have a Zach Shash? In other words, let's say B'dikas Chametz, a guy didn't do Bittles. Would there be a Zach Shash? That's A. And B, does Ein L'Dav Asayif help if there is a Zach Shash? So I'm going to go Keseder. We'll start us off back to Keseder. Rashi and the Ran learn that the Mishnah that Beis is the Deraisa Dikas B'dikas Chametz, not to be everybody Rabbi Matzeh. The Ran speaks out like that. They speak out, it's also the Rabbanan, but the primary plan of the Mishnah of why do B'dikas Chametz is because of a deraisa d'kadina sh'arav by Rav Matzeh. Could be the Rabbanan came along and said that Bittul's not enough, it was as if he didn't do Bittul, but it's also covering a B'dikah deraisa. K'desh l'arav by Rav Matzeh, that's why I have to do B'dikah. The Ran spoke out, Tashbisu, includes B'dikah and beer, b'chulu. Izzachayra, the Sechel Yosha says, that's the Pashtus, the Kafki Baldur and Brisei, that this mission is a continuation of the first mission. This is the second mission. So the first mission, this mission is a continuation of the first mission. The continuation is that the mission spoke about the Chivetik of Chametz Midaraisa, also Midaraisa, and this mission continues. So the Hamadah Satvar Mitzvah, the Etzem Pshat, is that it's a continue. That's according to Rashi and the Ran. According to Tosfos, the first mission is the Rabbanon. So this mission is also the Rabbanon. That's how I want to shtel avek the Zach. It means like this. According to Rashi and the Ran, that learns that the Mishnah is the Chiyuv B'dikas Chametz, the Mishnah is a Chiyuv Deraisas, shteh tetu chidushim, and I'm going to stress them now. One chidush is that even in a Chiyuv B'dikas Deraisa, there would be a chash of Shem Gira Cholda. A. And B, on this B'dikas Deraisa, in the Dover Seif would help. There's a major shtel in the Mishnah. In other words, if I learn the Mishnah is going on B'dikas Deraisa, a guy didn't do Bittul. Shteh in the Mishnah that was a Havamina, that on B'dikah Deraisa, you have to be chayshish. Shemir Gero Cholda. And in the Dover Seif helps. I just said two chidushim. One is that on a B'dikah Deraisa, there would be a chash of Shemir Gero Cholda. You would have to be chayshish. You would have to put shemir on the rooms. And Satan's, In the double side fixes it. According to Tosfos, it's a Darbonah Dikadin, as I'll explain. I want to time it that there's a big Lishitas over here, based on something we've spoken about many, many times during this man, and this is the Hashlama to the Zach. We spoke the first day of this man, and we spoke again on the Bavam of Beis. What's a Chiyah B'dikah D'Raisa? We more said on the Abdal of Beis, that if a guy didn't do Bittul, he's going to do B'dikah D'Raisa. The Pashtas we said according to Tosfos is then a B'dikah Stolom. What's that B'dikah Stolom? B'dikah Stolom means, Sopik D'Raisa L'Chomer. You have an Aveira coming up. You have to make sure that, you have an Aveira coming up. You have to make sure that you take your precautions. Say, Sopik Yisrael L'Chomer, say, Kefal L'Chazach. B'dikah Stolom. It's not a Chiyah D'Raisa on a Din Vade. It's a Sopik. I want to start like a very important thing. And I want to say in Manashach. Mitzad bedikos talon. Mitzad a guy taking the necessary precautions not to be over an avera. That's all it is. Okay? We'll call it a sofik yisrael l'chom. Sofik d'vayis l'chom. Is Shemba Gero Cholda a reasonable chash? What was I going to say? The guy has a house. The guy didn't do bittul. He has to worry about Bayer Matzah. He has to take the necessary precautions of... So why? Okay, something guys will come here. Elder Chiyud, go to the Rav. The Rav says, take care of what you need to do. Mitzad that baseline child of Sofik Yisur Lachomer, Sofik Deraisa Lachomer, Bedikas Talayim, take the necessary precautions. I have to take into account a weird, far shot that maybe there'll be a what he called? Pash does not. That's called Bedikas Talayim because maybe I kite the Bedika, maybe the Cholder will come along and take. That's crazy. And by the way, if you're going to insist and say, no, there's such a chash, so then Ein L'Dovah says, it's not going to help me. What's Ein L'Dovah Sof can help me? There's a reasonable chash that I think I'm worried the Gazach. If you have a baseline chash of Sofik Yisrael L'Chomer, that listen, you're El Chayid, make sure you won't be over. I'm saying, Mamanashah, first of all, it's hard for me to believe that the chash of Shemba Gero Cholda is a reason to go ahead and schlep and go ahead and go tell me to take a necessary precaution. And if you'll say that yes, you'll say that yeah. There's Sofik Yisrael L'Chomer. There's a reasonable chance. So then what's Ein L'Dovah Sof for you? Ein L'Dovah Sof. Too bad, Ein L'Dovah Sof. Do what you can do. You do it. It could be end of the site, but at least take the necessary precautions. You're playing with fire. You're talking about you're going to end up eating talon. You're going to be over by Rabbi Watson. You're going to have there. There's a higher in the world of Bedikas Talayim, which means that the reason why you need to do Bedikas is because you need to take the necessary steps not to be over in Avera. Chayra, there's no makom for such a chash. I think the other one agrees. There's no makom for such a chash. And if there is, so then end of the site is not going to help me. So, according to Tosfos, Avada in the world, the mission is not going on the Raisa. Because according to Tosfos, the mission is all Xerish and Riyav Alochli. So what was the gather of Chiyah B'dikas Chometz? The gather of Chiyah B'dikas Chometz was the Rabbanu made a takana. That any place where you're machnis by Chometz, that means Chazal made a takana, a terminology that we're going to use in the coming days, dozens of times. Chazal made a takana because of a Sofik. I mean, it's not because they did a Sofik the Raisa L'Chomer, because you're an El Chayid and you have to be worried and take the necessary precautionary measures not to be over. No, the verse Chazal made a takana, Mokum Shemachnis and Mechametz, Chazal made a takana, make sure your house is absolutely cleaned out, that there's no Chametz in it. And that's what we call a din ala Sofik. It's a Sofik dik a din, we don't know, but because of the stringency of Shem Yav Al-Achle, let's say, Chazal placed a din and said, clear out the house, make sure the house is Chametz free. Now the minute that the reason why I do Bedika is what I call under the umbrella and under the headline of a takana of Rabbanan that said make sure the house is chametz free. So then there was a very stark tzad. You want to know do I have a tangible chash in order to go trigger a din of Sofik Yisur L'Chomer? No. But you want to know is this place still considered a makom shemachnis b'chametz? Yeah. Okay. You have a house. By the way, every time you have a house, you don't know if there's chametz there for sure. Why doing Bedika? Because you don't know if there's chametz there. Chazal said clear out the house. No, you started to clear out the house, and there's a chance that the cholder took it from room A to room B. His pshat is afazeret and amshash. Is you weren't yoytzer the kiyum of bikkus chametz because it's a makom shemachnis b'chametz. And Chazal said in a makom shemachnis, you tell me what do you mean it's a farfetched shash? So what if it's a farfetched shash? So what? I'm not coming along and telling you that the reason why you need to do it is because sofik yisrael l'chomer. I need to have a strong shash. The whole din of a bikkus chametz midirabbanon is a sofik dikka din. It's a very far shot. Who says b'chal there is in mechatesi and mosepes? The answer is, as we're going to see a little bit later on, that Chazal made a takana that makom shemachnis b'chametz. They said it did on the makom. The bias, a place which is a makom shemachnis b'chametz, you have to go ahead and do bedika, even though it's what we call al hasafik. It's only a safik. You know for sure those chametz. Who says those chametz? Maybe those chametz. It's a makom shemachnis b'chametz. In that takana, so the gemara decides any chash works. Kolzman, you didn't do what's a, if the Moshe will do, wouldn't it be Ein L'Dover Sof? Let's say there would not be Ein L'Dover Sof. So the pshat is same, so that the Chazal made a takana of clear out your house. You didn't clear out your house properly. There's a chance that a holder can go. You tell me it's a farfetch chash. The whole thing is a farfetch chash. The whole thing is a din derabbanan, which bechal is not subject to the rules of Suffolk deraisa l'chumas. If you're going to go tell me that it's a deraisa din of bedika, because the word is you might be over an averus. I say it is not. I'm not going to be over. And if you are chesh, I'm over an averus. So then, what's ain't the going to help me? But if we're talking about a place which is it's not a din because I'm worried you're going to be over an averus. Chazal made a mitzvah to clear out the house. Because there might be chametz there, Cholders also might be chametz there. And what does Ein L'Dover Sof say, by the way? What does Ein L'Dover Sof say? So what's like Ein L'Dover Sof? The answer to Ein L'Dover Sof comes along and says, no, that's not included in the takana. It's Ein L'Dover Sof. It's overdone. So we made the rival. There's no end to the zach. So that's not included in what we call a makom shemachris of chametz. That's niflamoid. So now I want to say a megalishitosai. Fregech hakasha, but I understand. But only the Ran and Rashi learn that the Mishnayis are dealing with Bedika Daraisa. Here's the Lashitosai. Taisus who learns that the Chi Bedika Daraisa, here's the Lashitosai. Taisus who learns that the Chi Bedika Daraisa is Taloyim can't have such a Mishnah. Because if it's Bedika Taloyim, first of all, to far shot, why should I be Chayshus? And if you are, you don't end up a safe. The Taisus Taisus Lashitosai learns that our Mishnah is the Rabbanon. Because he learns that all the Mishnayis were the Rabbanon. That's the Lashitosa that I wanted to present today. Taisus Lashitosa who holds that the devices of Taloyim de Gazach, you can't have a Zah Mishnah, because A, I don't believe there's a Chash, and if you have a Zah Chash, what's Ein L'Dover Sof mean? The answer is that this Mishnah, Lashitosa, is a Drabbanon anyway. And the Drabbanon, there is a, in the world of the Drabbanon, there is a Mokum for a dialogue. It's not because of a Chash, a Sofik device of a Chomer. There's a Xera that says, take away all possibilities that you might come to eat Chomets, clear out the house. In that world of what we call a Takana Sofik, it's a Takana Sofik. In that world, there was a chash that maybe should be chashish. It's still a makom shemachris. You weren't yoyetz to the chibedika. The bedika didn't accomplish anything. It's a far shot. And for the gemara, and the davar soif. That's niflamoid. So here's the other. That's the first lashitasa. That means vibal taisus learns bedika deraisa is taloyim. So it doesn't make sense this mishnah. The Torah says anyway taisus learns that all the mishnayos are the rabbanans. But the Ran and Rashi lashitasa is niflamoid. The Ran and Rashi learns that the baseline shot in the mishnayos is that it's deraisa. Then in the world of the Raisa, there was a chash of Cholta. But more than that, and in the world of the Raisa, Ein L'Dover Sof helps. By the way, you have to stop and think about it. Ein L'Dover Sof, under the Raisa, you could say Ein L'Dover Sof. My high. How can you say under the Raisa, Ein L'Dover Sof? No, he understands. That's the pshat. Because the Raisa of the Ran and Rashi is not B'tikas Tolayim. What's the Raisa of Ran and Rashi? The Raisa of Ran and Rashi is there's a chiv and tashbisu of do a beer and clean out the house. It's a mitzvah, the Raisa of doing a bedikas chametz, of a makom shemachris b'chametz. According to the Ran and Rashi, makom shemachris b'chametz is the Raisa concept. The Torah says clear out your house. If the Torah says clear out your house, so then, there's a chash of a chulda. I mean, if you go tell me, hey, Suffolk is a chulda, you can do Ivan Avera, we don't have a chash of a chulda. But if you'll ask me and say, there's a din the Raisa to do bedikas, I'll say something very blunt. The rice of the Ran and Rashi is like the Rabbanon of Tosfos. The rice of Ran and Rashi is like the Rabbanon of Tosfos. The same way the Rabbanon of Tosfos, it's not because I'm afraid you're going to be over an Avera. No, the Pshat is Takana to clear out the house, and that includes even Vaitas Fakas, and on that, Ein L'Dover Sof helps. The rice of the Ran and Rashi looks exactly the same. And the Shaila was, this thing, there's a new entity called a Makim Shemachmiz Mohammed. What's called a Makim Shemachmiz Mohammed? How wide it is? How much am I Choshesh? What do I need to be able to call the Makim Shemachmiz Mohammed? Do I say that Ayideh the Chulda, it's still called a Makom Shemachris and Bachamet? Or do I say not? And that we say Ein L'Dover Sof. And Ein L'Dover Sof could operate on a device also. But anyway, that's not a kash on what I just said. Because the Mishnah says in that phase, that Makom Shemachris and Bachamet, correct? And that was on a device according to the Ran. That means Chazal understood that that was the get of the device. But he's there, I want to hit on a major knitch. Imshat, which I'm sure bothered all of you. The Mishnah says, if you give me cheshish from one room to the next, Ein L'Dover Sof, city to city, chatzah to chatzah. Rabbi Chanan in the Kervish room that Yeshiva see today, declares a chakira. What does Ein L'Dover Sof mean? It's a sibur, it's a simin, meaning, is Ein L'Dover Sof a raya that it can't be the zachshash? Because if there would be a zachshash, we would be cheshish even from city to city. That's what I mean a simin is, it's a raya. Or it's a sibur, it's not possible to do such a thing? So that itself is a reason why we're not choshesh. In the world of the rice, it's hard to say the second shot. What do you mean? You're not choshesh, you're not choshesh. What do you mean I can't do it? Ein l'dom asayf mina under the rice. But akupanim, ein l'dom asayf. I always had a horror whenever I got to this Mishnah. I don't understand ein l'dom asayf. How can you compare city to city, to room to room? The chances that the chol is going to come from Chveis, from Norfolk, Virginia, right, with this very little chometz there, all the way to where to Baltimore, let's say, is also not so much chometz relative. So the chances are, it's a far shot, a very far shot. How can you come? I'm saying a very very important zach. How can you compare that to room to zavis to zavis? We're talking about one house. A guy had cake over there. The mouse takes it from one quarter to the other. We say half of them, then it's going to go for Baltimore. What type of shot is that? So that's called Ein L'dom Asayf. It's a Raya. Yeah, it's a Raya. It's a Siba. It's a Simba. It's a Kenya Zion. Although, so I want to point out something very important. The answer is, what's that Mishnah Teres this Kash? It's a Nudgy Kash. I'm being a Nudge. But what is the Pshat? What type of mission is that? The answer is very simple. The few what I just said, it's Niflamoid. The chances that the Chol Ashlep is a very, very far shot. That's what I'm trying to bring out. In the world of Toloim, the world of Deraisa, I go to a Rav and I say, do I have to be Chesher over there? We got to be in wine. What's the business with Holders? Who has Holders? Whoever's all mouse with all. Yeah? We're not talking about Holders over here. So it's a far shot. See, that's me. So why would Chesher for a far shot? Because of the like, I mean, the Shayla of a Makush over here. It's called a Makush over here. There's all possibility that there's Chametz there. But it's a far shot. And the discussion of this Mishnah is, I'm saying, Alam de Shavart. The discussion of the Mishnah is, within the realm of Chiyuv B'dikas Chametz, and that's why I had to frame what this mission is about. I want to frame what the mission is about. What this mission is about is, in the context of B'dikas Chametz, were they Choshesh for far out Choshes? Chol is also far out Choshesh. You tell me, what, you can't compare it with, that's what I'm saying. Chol is also far out Choshesh. I'm proving it to you, because in the world of the rise of Talah, nobody in the right mind would come along and say, we should go be Choshesh for Chol, the gold check. What's your stack up? It's a far shot. The answer is, but that's the discussion. The discussion is a lumdish discussion that when you have a makush and machnis and machomets and there's a far shot, do I take that into account? So it's like, Marv, you're going to take in far shots into account, and then ear to ear, chatzel chatzel. You're talking here, it's 40%, here, it's 10%, here, it's 2%. It's all nothing. This is 10%, this is 8%, this is 7%, this is 2%. It's all a far shot. It's the context of the Mishnah. The Mishnah has a headline over here. There's a lumdish context to the Mishnah. In the din of Vidikas Chomets, whether it's the Raisa, Le Rashi, and the Ran, or like the world of the Taisus, in the context of that, how far, what was included in the Chashash and what was included? If we're going with far shots, then go with far shots, go all the way. You'll tell me, what do you mean? How can you compare the both? I'm proving, what I'm using this is to prove that the Gir Chul is a far shot. If it wouldn't be a far shot, then you can't compare it to Meir Leir. The answer is it's not, it's also a far shot. It's a different level of a far shot, but that's the Shaila. The Shaila is, on a Vayt Chashash, are we Choshesh or not for the Takron of Adikas Chometz? Frek the Pnei Yeshua over here and the Kervit Shurim. I printed out the Kervit Shurim because the Pnei Yeshua is in the middle. Frek the Kervit Shurim over here, a shocking question. And the Pnei Yeshua was Magdim. What's the Chashash? The Chometz is going to come from ear to ear. So yes, you see the Rebbe Chanan today. What does he ask? Which Chometz is coming from ear to ear? Where is it coming from? It's coming from a different city. So it's somebody else's Chometz. Listen to the beauty now. In fact, the Bochana, in fact, the Pnei Yeshua, Bishlam, the Taisus of all the reason why you do B'dikas Chometz is Hashem Yavalach Lai. So, what do I care whose Chometz it is? But according to Rashi and the Randa, the reason why you do B'dikas Chometz is why? Because the Bayer of Emotzei. So, what are you worried about that the Chometz is going to come from somebody else's town? It's not my Chometz, I'm not over. Shocking Kasha. Shocking Kasha. Shocking Kasha. Shocking Kasha. What do you worry about me earlier? Somebody else's Chometz. Elamai, so like Taisus is good because the Gzeri Shem Yavalach Lai. I don't care if it's mine or somebody else, I'm going to eat it. But according to Taisus, that the whole reason why you do B'dikas Chometz is because of Bayer Rav Motzei, how can it be open to somebody else's vibe? Elamai says the Pnei Yeshua. And the Bochum says, it's a Raya, it's a Shitas Rashi that we held back then that you're over on somebody else's Chometz if it's in your Roshos. By the way, even if it's not a Pikodim. Here we're talking about a case where the guy dropped his Chometz in your Roshos. He didn't give it a Pikodim. The Holder bought it, yeah? However, Dr. Pnei Yeshua, and the Pnei Yeshua brings a very. Here, I said, by the way, this is an atom bomb. The Pnei Yeshua and the Bochum bought a Raya from a Mishnah. Tashitas Rashi that you're over on another Yitz Chometz. Because what are you worried about? That the guy's going to bring it? So bring it. So what? But it's not your Chometz. You're not over by your own Motzei on it. According to Rashi and the Ran, that's why there's a Takona of what do you call it? That's why there's a Takona of B'dikas Chometz. That's why there's the Raisa B'dikas Chometz, okay? And the Rabbana B'dikas Chometz. One second. Hold on. The Pnei Yeshua says a remarkable Zach. Pnei Yeshua says, I have a Raya to this. Yeshua says that the Yerushalmi over here says, you know, listening? Yeshua says a remarkable Zach. Yeshua says that the Yerushalmi over here says that the reason why it's handled over Seif is because all of Klal Yisrael can't do B'tikas Chametz at the same time. We want all Klal Yisrael simultaneously to do B'tikas Chametz, it's not realistic. The Duyik says to Yeshua that if all of Klal Yisrael will do B'tikas Chametz at the same time, if all of Klal Yisrael will do B'tikas Chametz at the same time, it'll be okay. In fact, the Yeshua, what does that help me? But there's Goyish Chametz. The Chultas are not such big Rikim. We'll see later on how much they're Rikim. They don't know the difference between Yiddish Chametz and Goyish Chametz with Pashtos. And Mela, they're going to what? They're going to bring the Goyish Chametz. So the Yerushalmi says, all of Klal Yisrael can't do B'tik at one time, so it's the end of the Vasayev. And if they could do B'tik at one time, effect the Pnei Yeshua. So what's going to be? But the Goyish Chametz will come. It says, Pnei Yeshua, all the Mayats are right. The Goyish Chametz doesn't bother me according to Rashi and the Ran. Because Goyish Chametz, I'm not over by Rabbi Motzei. There's no Pikadon over here in Tekach, right? That's what the Holder brings. But for Yiddish Chametz, it is a problem. So if all of Klal Yisrael would have done B'tik Chametz at one time, so then there's no Chametz that's going to come to my house. So there won't be Yiddish Chametz. But if Klal Yisrael can't do B'tik at one time, so the Yiddish Chametz is going to arrive me earlier, I'm going to be over on it. The problem with this shot is, with all due respect, what's your on it? The Ran says Mefurash in the Sugi of Masker and Secher. What does he say? The Ran says Mefurash in Masker and Secher. The Masker is not over because out of his Roshos. The Secher is not over. Why? It's not his Chometz. So Shitas the Ran, is he not over on somebody else's Chometz? So Mela, how's he going to learn? The Mishnah over here, what does Me'er Le'er mean? What are you worried about? Shema Yavel Achlai? But that's not the reason why there's Takana of Vigas Chometz. Vigas Chometz is because of Ba'ira. So what do I care if you bring it from a different city? That's a Pella Otsa Venera. So some of that Chorin want to answer. That when the holder brings it, the owner is miyayish / mafkarit, and then you're kind of aide chotzer. That shot? That's what we're going. What? Your chotzer is kind of shalemi daita. So then the question is, so why does the guy have to do a bedika? Of course, he wouldn't want it. Avada, you get into big aggravations over here. No, some people want to answer, so chotzer is kind of shalemi daita over here. So, do you shalemi das, you mean? Yeah, so it's Yishalami Das. There's a bunch of problems with this shas. Yishalami Das, the guy doesn't know about it. You don't want it. But there's a Kushyat Tzum over here on the Ran. The Ran says that a person's not over on somebody else's Chometz. So what are you worried about the Chometz coming from a different city? So Loitai says, Shem Yavaloch, let's be Seder. But according to the Ran, there's a catastrophe over here. Kushyat Tzum. It's not my Kasha. The Pnei Yeshua is the Kasha. Wachonde is the Kasha. And they came home and said that it's a riot to the Sheet. Oh, what do you do? You have to be Yishayin who argue that whole day not over on somebody else's Chometz. The Dava Pella Mamash, what do you do with this mission over here? Dava Tzarki and Gadol. Sakti Gemara, we're starting now one of the most interesting Gemaras in Shas. Time of the Lechazina the Shakal. Chachazina the Shakal. Chashino. Listen carefully now, it's time to give you a big read. So we're doing in the Mishnah, Ein Chosh Shein Shem Begur Cholda. We're not worried that but if I would see it, Chachazina the Shakal, Chashino, Uboi Bediko. Vamai Nemach Atiya. Why if I would go ahead and see the Cholda take the chametz in? If I'm standing in front of my house and I see a cholda take it in, I'm chayv to do bedika. Ein chayshish, but if I see the cholda again, I'm chayv to do bedika. Why? Nemach Atiyah. And by the way, Nemach Atiyah, we'll see in Tosfos speaks out over here, is a very, very strong asad. It's not 50-50. We never mind that the cholda ate it. Milay Tanan, didn't we learn? V'durais ha'akum tmeim. Wherever a goy lives, it's tummy. Why? Because we take on that he had a baby there and he buried the nafal. Because that's like Rashi says, Yitziras Avlad. So we're worried. He was Mizana and he had a baby, and the baby died. The lady miscarried. And he buried her there. And it's Mitame either Ba'oyel or Bimaga, like Rashi speaks out. Why? Because we take on that the Chold and the Chazer ate the Goy. Amr of Zera looks at Akasha. We see that the Chold and Chazer eat everything. Amr Rav Zeir Olay Kasha, Amr Basav Olach, Amr Basav Olashar, Amr Basav Olashar. Amr Rav says Rav Abigi Said, second Teretz. Bishleim Ahasim, Emu Havi, Emu Lo Havi. In Tim Shalom Havi, Emu Achati Ava Hacha. There is a Safik with a Safik. Amr Lacha Devadi Tichzina Deshakwa Miyem Ad Achatiya, and a Safik with Vadi Vein Tzag Vezi Devadi. Well, here begins a Shas Sugya of Ein Safik Vezi Devadi. Which we'll see, Mr. Shem. At length, starting tomorrow. Stories like this, listen carefully. Gemara says, we have a deacon in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, we're not Chosh in Shem Gira Cholda. In fact, the Gemara, why not? If you see it, you're not Choshish, maybe the Cholda ate it. We should take on the Cholda ate it. We see a Mishnah in Oilus that whenever there's a Suffolk Nafal over there, we take on that the Cholda and the Chazer ate it and it's Torah. Ze heer toe, je zit ook aan dat de volle toe kunnen in Edith, in shoppinggasjes. Klees speaks out over here that the shash of eating is a very strong shash. We'll see why Tosa says it. We'll see it tomorrow at the show. For the next day. Slowly. Affected Mashal, the central kasha of the sugya. And this Mashal's kasha and the terrace I'm going to say, you have to put it away in your files, because we're going to come back to it on Amud Beis when we get to the second heart of the sugya of Tesha Tzibur, and after the two dots. Listen carefully. Mashal asks a question that shocked the world. How shocked the world? And Mashal asks a question which is obvious. It's a question you have to ask when you read the Gemara. The Gemara is a Pella Otzim. Pella Otzim, Pella Otzim. Agav, what the Mashal answers is another Pella. It's not clear what he answered. I can't even say it over. Mashal asks a question. Yes, like this. What did Gemara say? The Mishnah says that we're not choishes that the Cholda dragged it. Why not? By the way, because Ainlet of a Sif. Gemara, but it's Meduyuk that if I would see Tagar would go, then stop right there. Everything Gemara, you're right, we should take our name Machaltiya. But ain't something way to be there by day. In fact, Masha, a remarkable kasha that's mamish, a choke. In fact, Masha first finished. Mishnah says, Ein Choshe Shem Gerucholda, a guy did Bedika in room number one. And the Mishnah says, maybe we should be Choshe, we didn't see the Cholda. And the Mishnah didn't see the Cholda. And should be choshed that the Cholda went from room A to room B. Why aren't we choshed, by the way? And the double safe. If not for and the double safe. So what would we do then? We'd be choshed, right? And Marit Kashala, a kasha on the Mishnah. Why would I be choshed? You worried that the Cholda took it from room A to room B? The Cholda ate it. So why did the Gemara have to build the kasha of Nemachaltiya on the diuk of Hachazina? It's a mashma in the Mishnah that if I would have seen the Cholda in front of me, then what? Then I would have to go in and do the recheck the house. Name Achotia, maybe they didn't. Have a different place to ask the kasha. Have a different place to ask the kasha. Mishnah says that the reason why I'm not choishish of one cholder to another, why not? Because Ein L'Dovah Seif, we have to come on Ein L'Dovah Seif. Have a kasha on the Mishnah without the Yukim. Why does the Mishnah have to come on to Ein L'Dovah Seif? You choishish? What are you choishish about? Did the cholder took it? The cholder took it. The cholder ate. 1 second. I didn't say second. Hold on. The cholder took it. The cholder ate it. Now, Avakash on the Mishnah. Mishnah says that you're not choshes that the cholder took it from the dining room to the kitchen. Why not? Because Ein L'Dovah Seif. Why should I be choshes? The cholder took it. The cholder ate it. And over here, I don't have the teretz of the Gemara. Why? What are the teretz of the Gemara? What did the Gemara answer why I'm not choshes that he ate it? Ein Sofek Moetzvi Devada. In the Mishnah, I don't have that teretz. Mishnah is a case of Sofek. I didn't know for sure the cholder took it. It's a choshesin. So Avakasha on the Mishnah doesn't have a teretz. Avakasha. Why does the Mishnah have to come on? I mean, it's Kakasha Laskonas HaGemara. Avakasha. Mishnah says, you should know that every guy who does Bedikas Chametz, you should know that every year who does Bedikas Chametz, you should be choshesh that the Cholda took it from the dining room to the kitchen. Kakasha, why choshesh? Why should I be choshesh? I think one says, we're not choshesh because we're not choshesh. Because we're not choshesh. I'll tell you why we're not choshesh. Because if on the tzad that the Cholda took it, the Cholda ate it. And here I don't have a teretz. So I have a kasha in the Mishnah. I have a new kasha. Why in the Mishnah do I have to come on to Ein L'Dovah Seif? Maybe we are choshes, but on the tzad that you choshes, the Cholda took it, the Cholda ate it. What are you going to tell me? Ein Sof Moetzi De'Vadei. It's not a Vadei in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a Sofek. In case of the Gemara is a Vadei. We're Chazina. So the kasha is a double kasha. It's not a single kasha. The kasha is a double kasha. The kasha number one is that why did the Gemara shtel on the diak of HaChazino when I saw it? The Gemara should have shteled on the Mishnah. That's kasha number one. Why are you shteling your kasha on the diak of HaChazino if I saw it? Shtel it on the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah have to come on to end the Dovah Seif? You don't need without that. If you're, what are you worried about? Hold eats it. But the kasha is much stronger. Not just why the Gemara didn't ask the kasha on the Mishnah. There's no teretz. Because the teretz that the Gemara said doesn't apply to the Mishnah. So on the Mishnah, I'm left the kasha without a teretz. Not just why did the Gemara ask. There is no teretz. There's no teretz. So I have a kasha on the Mishnah. I'm going to walk out of the Gemara over here and have a kasha too. But this kasha is a kasha. You can faint from such a kasha. Why are you asking on the case of Chazina? And you're answering Ein Sof Devada. I have a new kasha. Why in the Mishnah would anybody have a chashash that the Cholda took it? Name Achaltiya. Say that. What are you telling me? Ein Sof Devada. I didn't do nobody. I didn't see a Cholda in the Mishnah. But Dover Pella Otsum Vinoira Mamish. You can faint from such a kasha. Chalisha Sadas. This kasha requires big raid, and I'm going to divide the big raid into two parts. The Yesoid HaDvarim, the Makor Chaim says in Siman Tuf, Tuf Lama Gimel, then you see this. The Yisaita Dvarim, he says, I'm deliberately going to divide it into two parts, because he divides it into two parts, even though it's all in two sentences. But the Kor Chaim is the Rebbe of this Kasha of the Marshal, the shocking Kasha of the Marshal. And the answer is like this. The first Yisoid that the Kor Chaim says, and by the way, this Yisoid that I'm going to say to answer the Marshal's Kasha is a psicha to the whole plot and a half coming up now. We're going to keep going back to this Yisoid over and over and over again in many different Eifanim. And it's really the foundation of the Psachim on a similar level. It goes like this. Chazal made a din, you need to do B'dikas Chametz, okay? Whether it's Chazal, whether it's the Raisa, I'm not getting into that now. There's a din you have to do B'dikas Chametz. The Chiva B'dikas Chametz that Chazal made is a Makmash of Achizim Chametz. That's the Mishnah says. Whether it's Chazal, whether it's the Raisa, it's for sure Chazal. What's the Chiva Makmash of Achizim? What's a Makmash of Achizim Chametz, by the way? It's a very, very far shot that this Chametz there. It's a far, far shot. One of the cases is a Mashal. One of the cases the Gemara brings, the Gemara we skipped, about the case of the wine cellar. What's the case of the wine cellar? Maybe the waiter went down in the middle of the Suda to get wine, and he was eating in the middle, and you know how sick as that is? He went down in the middle of the Suda, and he was in the middle of eating a sandwich, and a crumb fell, and it didn't get rotten, because it didn't happen 6 months ago. The statistical chances of that chash, which is called a makmash of achizim chametz, by the way, is a far shot. We'll start with that. The Makor Chaim, he gives other examples. He says, Bechal, what's a makmash achizim chametz? You know that it went in, and maybe this, and maybe that, and a heen, and a hair, and back and forth, and maybe it got rotten. But the classic case that Rabbi Sein always gave is this waiter case on Davches of a waiter who went down to the wine cellar, the Marsef Shal Yain. The chances that this chametz there is 1 out of 10, maybe. You have to have a zero of 10 events happening that he went down Bechal, and he was eating Bechal, and it didn't get rotten Bechal, and he dropped the sandwich, because most waiters finish off everything they eat. V'cheina, v'cheina, v'cheina. Say the far shot that there was a psakram de hazah. So the pshat is, here we start with the lumpus. The answer is, says the Mekor Chaim, and we're going to see Mr. Shimon Amar Beis, it's a lashon of the Magid Mishnah, there got to be other things. The answer is that B'dikas Chometz al Sofik Mitkana. B'dikas Chometz was misukin on a far shot, on a Sofik. That's the whole thing. The whole most, we're changing the whole nature. It's a far shot. The whole thing's a far shot. I gave you just a case which is a far, far, far shot. It says the Kor Chaim slowly that a place that certifies, okay, a place that certifies as a makom shemachnisu mechometz, if you are that place, which is under the takana of B'dikas Chametz, I'm using the word takana liberally, so then you can't come along and say, Neima Chaltia, maybe the mouse ate it. It's 100% that the mouse ate it? It's a good chance the mouse ate it. It's a very high chance the mouse ate it, by the way. Because by Tomo we see that we rely on the Neima Chaltia, but it's not 100%. It's not 100%. It's not 100%. It's a suffix. It's a shvacha suffix. It's a far shot. But the whole B'dikas Chametz is a far shot. I'm saying in a lumda shoy, I'm not counting statistics. What I'm saying is that if a zoy vait that the makom is called a makom shemachnisim by chametz, then it doesn't interest me that's a far shot. It doesn't even interest me. Another shot is that it's more of a far shot, less of a far shot. It doesn't interest me name Bechaltia. Name Bechaltia is another suffix, maybe. I have 10 other maybes in the makom shemachnisim by chametz. It just doesn't interest me, the maybes. And I'm not coming to say a combination of maybes. I'm saying it's a makom shemachnisim by chametz. And the minute that it's a makom shemachnisim by chametz, you're chayav to do bedika. And therefore, it doesn't interest me the slightest bit of maybe it was eaten. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Who cares? Slowly. So that answers part one, why on the Mishnah there was no kasha of Neima Chaltia. What did the Mishnah say? Maybe a cholder took it. So you say, what do you mean? A cholder took it? Neima Chaltia. The answer is shtiot. It's not a vada, it's not 100%. It's a high chance. A high chance it doesn't interest me. And here's the part. Therefore, the answer to the Marshal's kasha is, we'll start part two in a minute. The answer to the Marshal's kasha is that you ask me, what do you need Eimel Dov Asoy for? Say Neimer Chaltia? What do you mean? The topic of the Mishnah is, are you a Makom Shemachnisim B'Chametz? Yeah, you had a Makom Shemachnisim B'Chametz. Have B'dikas Chametz. You went and did a B'dikas Chametz. What's the dilemma? Is your B'dikas Chametz a good B'dikas Chametz or not, correct? You had a Tifkeit? You have a house that's a Makom Shemachnisim B'Chametz. It's Chal on this place that you have B'dikas Chametz. Now I have a Shaila, is my B'dikas Chametz worth anything? Shemit Giro called him. Maybe he didn't accomplish anything. He just moved the cross from one room to the next. So your B'dikas has no value. You tell me it's a far shot? The whole thing is a far shot. It's a makom shemachnisim b'chametz. You want to know, listen to the lumdus, I'm saying it. I need your bedika to turn it into a mot mishemach mitzvah chametz. Your bedika didn't do that. Maybe it ate it, maybe it didn't, maybe it didn't. That's not enough to make it ois mot mishemach mitzvah chametz. It's the same level of suffolk as the waiter whose suffolk went down and suffolk had bread and suffolk dropped the bread and suffolk didn't get rotten and suffolk and suffolk and suffolk. It's still a mot mishemach mitzvah chametz. So you can't take a machalti in the Mishnah, slowly. That's Aleph. Beis, okay. 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 So I need Eilat Dovasayf. Eilat Dovasayf, no word. So now we start with a new topic. When do we say Neim Echaltiyah? Now I begin part two. When do we say Neim Echaltiyah? So when do we activate the Neim Echaltiyah, this very strong tzad that the Cholde ate it? We activate it when Chazina, when I saw the crumb going. Fergus Hakasha, so why is that better? If I saw a crumb went into the house, the Makkum became a what? It became a Makkum Shachiz Mohammed's. It's like the hold the taking in Chazina the Kashaka, right? If I see that it took in, so it's a Makkum Shachiz Mohammed's. I saw that the mouse took in the crumbs. It's like the, so why is it better to say Neim Echalti over there? What's up, it's better over there? As I answer the Marshal's Kasha, in the Mishnah I can't say Neim Echalti, because Neim Echalti can help me. It's not 100%. So I have to come on to Eilat Dovasayf, because the whole nature of Bedikas Chametz is a far shot. And I'm explaining a lamda shavar, because it's a din on the house. It's not a din on statistics. The house needs to be cleaned out 100%. Fergich HaKasha, no, and if it's Chazina, why is it better? So it's very interesting. What's Chazina better? They saw a thing went into the house, and the child is, it's a Makkum Shachiz Mohammed's or not? One second. So the Kor Chaim says something very weird. The Kor Chaim says a weird thought, but it's the Nesivis, I have to say it over. It says the Nesivis, but in the Mishnah it says, we're not choshes for Cholde. Why? Because Ein Lo Davar Soif. The Kor Chaim says a weird zach. He says that Ein Lo Davar Soif means that we're not choshes for Baal Chai, we're not choshes for animals to bring in Chametz. That's what Ein Lo Davar Soif said. Ein Lo Davar Soif said, what are you worried about? That the Cholde is going to bring it from place to place? Ein Lo Davar Soif, you're worried about Cholde's alibi. Take that off the table. We're not worried about holders anymore. There's the Eilat Dovasayf says, watch what I'm going to say now, that animals can't turn a place into a Makkum Shemachnis and Mechametz. Yeah? That's what he says. A weird shot, by the way, Mechatesi. Eilat Dovasayf means that an animal can't turn a place into a Makkum Shemachnis and Mechametz. So what does he mean to say? What he means to say is, Zemela, my suffix is not on the Makkum, my suffix is on what? On this particular piece of bread. On this particular piece of bread, I say Neim Echaltiyah. I just had a huge shtickle Torah. Ein Lo Davar Soif says the Makor Chaim means that in the rules of Makkum Shemachnis and Mechametz, animals don't play a role. Animals don't turn a house into Makkum, only human beings. Now, the minimum of the animals don't turn it into a Makkum Shemachnis and Mechametz, because Ein Lo Davar Soif says, if you're going to worry about Chuldas, there's a million rats around. The answer is that they don't play a role in Makkum Shemachnis and Mechametz. So, what is Yachshash? Yachshash is about this particular piece that came in. You have a piece, right? On this piece, we say Neim Echaltiyah. It's not Chaladin. It doesn't become Makkum Shachiz Mohammed's idea of Cholde. That's what the Kor Chaim says. I wonder if Rav Asher, he said, I think, an easier pshat than this extremism. He said similar, but very, very much simpler. He said like this. I'm going to say it the way I understand it. When you have a Makkum Shachiz Mohammed's, so like I said, if you have a house that a whole year you use a Chametz, so you have a Chametz, and the nature of the Chiyuv Bedikas Chametz is that any place which qualifies as a Makkum Shemachnis Mechametz, you have to Bedikas. Once you qualify as such a place, so they're not interested in all types of namers and all types of things. You can bring me 99% chance, doesn't interest me. It's a Makkum Shemachnis, you have to Bedikas. Unless you tell me 100% that you know, like the Gemara says earlier, that by a chutzah all the birds eat the crumbs, so it's 100% clean. Other than doesn't interest me. So if you are a certified Makkum Shemachnis Mechametz, since Bedikas Chametz is al safek nitkana, it doesn't just be far shots. Everything's a far shot. That's the gender of the takana, atka. So if there would be a chash of Shem Giru Cholde, I can't say Neim Echaltiyah, it's not 100%. It's still a Makkum Shemachnis Mechametz. Says the thing, watch what I'm saying now, Ein Lo Davar Soif. Ein Lo Davar Soif means that it's not a Makkum Shemachnis Mechametz. That's good. Now I have a story, I have a different story. What I hold is I hold this shot, the partial shot, the answer. I have a case of a house that was Baltic already. What's the story of Chazina? Chazina means I checked my house and I did a good bedikah. I'm done. I worry about Cholde's and the Davos. I'm not worried. The house now went out of the status of a Makkum Shemachnis Mechametz. I did a bedikah. You had a tif guide? The case of Chazina is where I did a good bedik on the house. The house is now not in the status of a makom shel chametz b'chametz. I cleaned out the house. I was here to my bedikah, I took my feather and my candle and my wooden spoon, I went from room to room, I did a good bedikah, and I'm done. So what happened over here? There was a shayla that you saw a piece of bread going, and there's a tzad that the chulda ate it. So what's my suffix? My suffix is, did chametz go into the house? Did the house become a makom shel chametz b'chametz? On that, we say, what do you mean? Ne'emachotia. Ne'emachotia is a very stark tzad. It doesn't start the whole thing. The whole shtickle of the Mekor Chaim who said that we don't say in the Mishnah Ne'emachotia because in a makom shemachnisim b'chametz, we have the takana of B'dikas Chametz which says we're not interested in far shots because the whole din of B'dikas Chametz, that's only when you are a certified makom shemachnisim b'chametz. When you're a makom shemachnisim b'chametz, so then we say, Kol's man, you're a zap place, you're required to get rid of it and there's no name or anything. But this place I already did a B'dikas Chametz on, correct? It's not a makom shel chametz. And I want to know, did chametz go in? So my suffix is not on the house, my suffix is on this piece. Did the piece go in or not? The house is not a makom shel chametz. I want to know, did this piece, I'm talking about a particular piece. When I have a house that's a makom shel chametz, so then the shayla is, did it lose its status on makom shel chametz? Shema grows older. So it's vaiter a house that's a makom shel chametz, my suffix is on the house. Is it a makom shel chametz? Maybe yeah, maybe a chulda took it, so maybe it never lost it, so maybe the B'dikas has no value. And that we say, but now I already have a house that I did a good bidikah. Chazina, I saw an animal went in, a cholder went in. But I don't know if it ate it or not. So why should I have a sofik? Why should it be? So on that we say, Ne'emachotia is a very, very powerful tzad. It's carved of other texts, it says. It's not 100%. So it tells me, why should I go be a stopik? To go say that, here we're not talking about the house. The house is clean. We're talking about this piece. The nidon is this piece that the animal took in, hachazina the shakal. When I saw the animal take in a piece of chametz, I want to know, did that piece of chametz arrive in the house or not? What's my answer? No, because they're machotir. So then I found that you can't say the raid of the Mekor Chaim. The Mekor Chaim's raid was only said that far shots don't interest me. Hakam, there's a 90% chance that the chulda ate it. That's when I have a makom shel chametz b'chametz, the entire din of makom shel chametz is a far shot. That's niflamoid. Masha'en kain, in a place where the makom ready was baduk, and the shayla is, did the chulda take it in or not? So the Ne'emachotia says it didn't take it in. You tell me what do you mean? It's a far. It's carved. I tell you what I mean. But we're chayshish even for a far shot. I'm chayshish for a far shot. Did you come with? When I have a makom shel machnis b'chametz, then I'm chayshish for a far shot. But if I have a shayla whether the place is a makom shel machnis b'chametz, then if I work with a far shot, it's a Ne'emachotia. It's heipzuk hashan the gatz ma'isa. The house is in a good state. The house stayed in a good state. I take on that no chametz came in again. It's niflamoid lamito shel Torah. I'm talking about a house that I know it's already baduk. It's a house that's not a makom shel machnis b'chametz. I want to know, did chametz come in? Ne'emachotia says chametz didn't come in. That's what chayre, the pasha de teretz, on the kasha of the mahalach of the Mekor Chaim to answer the mashal's kasha. What's interesting is the mashal didn't hold with this. The mashal held that if ne'emachotia works, let it work in the Mishnah also. Where's the makom shel machnis b'chametz? Well, I didn't do a bedika yet. But the case of Hachazin is to a case where you did a bedika already. And you want to know whether this new piece of bread coming in shakes the status of the house. And that name of Chaltiya says it doesn't shake the status of the house. If I care, it's a high chance. I will tell me by B'dikas Chametz V'chayish even for far shots. No, that's only when it's a makom shel machnis b'chametz. Together was V'chayish for far shots. But if I have a house that's a clean house and I want to know did Chametz go in, and that we say name of Chaltiya, the same way we say right, Tom and Tara.
The case where I didn't check yet.
What do you mean?
Meaning the suggestion of the earlier I have a shamer in my house. My house is good.
In my house.
But now the question is afterwards and now from Chatzur Chatzur year to year.
Correct.
That's a nukshash.
No, it's not a nukshash because afazoy vait that there was a zach shash, so then the house in your bedika never lost its status of in any
nukshash.
Rashi
says that you saw.
A second. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't change anything. The you know what I'm saying? All that's included on when you have a house that's a makom shel machnis, whether your bedikah accomplished anything or not, whether school you did a bedikah, and that we say we have shoshes and ein l'davar soif. I'm talking about a new case where after I have ein l'davar soif, I did a good bedikas chametz. I did a good certified bedikas chametz. Now the shayla is, did a piece of chametz come into the house? On that piece, we say the animal ate it, and no chametz came in or not. That's the chayra, the teretz on the marshal's kasha. Now this kasha of the marshal and the teretz that I said on the marshal, which divides different scenarios. Some of them are we're chayshes even for a farsha, and some of them not. It's going to play a major role in the coming days, as we're going to see tomorrow, Mirz Hashem. We're going to fatifsuch in a very deep way in this concept called Ein Sofik Moed Shevivadai in the next piece of Gemara, more from the global ramification. Mr. Shah, the hope that we are going to be back. Yeah, we are going to be back tonight, Mr. Shah.